AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House could vote tomorrow to expel New York Republican George Santos. The House Ethics Committee says it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Santos that has been sent to the Justice Department.
I've said this many times. I'm fighting to defend myself and to dispel each and every accusation as soon as I have the opportunity.
Santos says he will not resign, and the House would be voting to expel based on allegations.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Santos
a joke and an embarrassment and a serial fraudster.
Jeffries says Republicans knew what Santos was doing and coddled him
and play footsie with him for the better part of the year. Why? Because House Republicans needed George Santos's vote.
This would be the third expulsion effort of Santos's short tenure in Congress. Israel says two hostages have been released today by Hamas, with more releases expected later in the day. The AP's Charles Deledesma reports it comes after the extension of a truce.
Hamas has been releasing at least 10 Israeli hostages per day in exchange for Israel's release of at least 30 Palestinian prisoners. The latest ceasefire announcement followed a last-minute standoff.
Hamas is expected to demand greater concessions for many of the remaining captives. Two Nevada state troopers died after they were struck by a vehicle in Las Vegas while helping another driver. An alternative healer who advocates a technique known as slapping therapy has been charged over the death of a woman at one of his workshops in England 7 years ago. Pope Francis says he is suffering from acute infectious bronchitis, and doctors recommended he cancel his planned visit to Dubai this weekend to avoid the quick changes in temperature that would be involved. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, big gains for the Dow. This is AP News. Facebook's parent company says it's disabled thousands of fake accounts linked to China.
Meta officials say they've removed a network of nearly 5,000 fake accounts, which were created by someone in China to look like they belong to everyday Americans with fake names and photos. Instead of spreading false content, these accounts reshared posts from other social media, pulling from both liberal and conservative sources, suggesting the intent was not to push one side's view, but simply to exaggerate partisan divide and further inflame polarization. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ford says the six-week United Auto Workers strike cut sales by about 100,000 vehicles and cost the company $1.7 billion in lost profit this year. Ford will work to offset that cost through higher productivity and reducing expenses. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.